If you want to know more about Russia's drone war in Ukraine, we're about to break it down. This graph shows how many drones Russia launched daily at Ukraine. Here you can see the daily average in July last year. And this shows the average this July, nearly 14 times higher. Drone warfare between Russia and Ukraine has clearly changed. From low-tech to high-tech, Russian drones are reshaping the war. Here are some of the main types. First, there's a variety of what is known as first-person view drones. They are used close to and on the front line, often carrying small explosives with a range of up to 9 miles. Then there are the Shahed drones, commonly used to attack Ukrainian cities. Each model Russia has developed has become longer reaching, largely faster, and has more explosive capacity. Initially bought from Iran, Russia is now making these at a lower cost in the Alabuga factory. According to Ukraine's defense intelligence, Russia is on its way to producing more than 6,000 Shahed-type drones each month, as well as decoys Russia uses in an effort to get Ukraine to waste ammunition. And it doesn't even necessarily matter if some of these don't hit their targets. In this war of attrition, the stress all these drones and decoys put on defense systems is seen as a victory in and of itself. All the while, civilians continue to bear the brunt of it. So, how is Ukraine defending itself? Well, there are a few ways. First, they're simply shooting them down with guns. Then there are laser weapons for slow, low-flying drones. Electronic interference systems can be mounted on vehicles or soldiers' backs as well. Another countermeasure has been bus netting placed over roads around Ukraine. Then there are surface-to-air missile systems. While effective, these can be costly. Each Shahed drone is estimated to cost around $20,000 to $50,000 to produce, whereas a US Patriot interceptor can cost more than $3 million. Now, both Ukraine and Russia are working on AI-powered drones and special interceptor drones that are cheaper than air defense missiles in a war where technology is rapidly evolving and both sides are looking for ways to outsmart each other.